91.3 WCSG, family-friendly and commercial-free. You're with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show. That was Ryan Stevenson and No Matter What.
It's a pretty blustery morning, 28 now in Grand Rapids. We'll see a high today of 36 at 9:08. And a special guest for a Monday morning, Ryan Stevenson is here. Hey, Ryan,
hey,
how are things going?
So good and so surprisingly cold.
Yes. Welcome to Michigan. This feels a little more seasonable. Why don't you tell us first and foremost what you're doing in town? Something special.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to an opportunity to come up here and partner with an organization called David's House. And our friend Casey is here today who knows way more about it than I do. But, you know, in a nutshell, we just love any opportunity to partner with people and organizations who are really serving a great need and a really special and a unique need for people in this local community. And I guess I can let Casey talk more about that. Is that okay?
Yeah. Casey from David's House, why don't you explain a little bit what you guys do and give you a moment here.
You bet. Thanks so much. Yeah, we're excited to have Ryan here this evening for our spring fundraiser, which is sold out. But what we do, our mission is to create a Christian community of care for those with developmental and intellectual disabilities. And we do that through owning and operating 8 different adult foster care homes and caring for 71 folks, people who are all part of God's kingdom that we are just privileged and honored to serve. We've been doing this for 36 years and love every minute of it.
Yeah. Casey, how long have you been with David's House?
So I've been with David's House in the president role for the past 6 years.
That's really awesome. It's great, Ryan, as you mentioned, that we can all kind of partner together. Mm-hmm. Here at WCSG, we're a radio station. We play your music. You're able to come to town to help benefit the ministry of David's House. So it really is the hands and feet of Jesus all kind of doing the same work together.
I love it.
You left your family at home. Tell us about them. How are they doing?
They're so good. My wife and 3 kiddos are down in Nashville holding down the fort today. In school today. One of them has a break this week for some
spring break.
Yes. There you go. I literally,
you guys get a chance to enjoy spring before we do.
Yeah, it was like, it was almost 80 degrees 2 days ago and I was doing yard work in my t-shirt and then I didn't bring a jacket up here. And so it's dumping snow right now, but, our life is amazing. We're just in a sweet season. Our daughter is 3. So we have 2 boys and our daughter, who we kind of surprisingly started over with, is now 3. And she's keeping us young and energetic and tired all at the same time.
So I think the last time we had a chance to connect with you, it was kind of that surprise season, like, oh, we've got a daughter on the way. And you were a little worried about how the boys might react. Have they taken on that big brother role?
Yeah, absolutely. They're so great. They're obviously big brothers, but they're boys. So I was like, you guys can't be so rough with your baby sister. Like, she's a girl. Like, this is different now.
As they grow older, I'm sure they'll turn into the more protector role.
Oh, yeah. They're so great. And our daughter, Birdie, she's becoming quite a tough little cookie. So just growing up with older brothers, but they're... Family is great. All is well.
I heard that your dog recently had puppies and you let Birdie name one of them. She came up with an interesting name. Rhonda?
Rhonda. I was like, Bert, we were sitting around, Birdie, you get to name one of the puppies. And like, I'm not kidding, just out of her mouth flowed Rhonda.
And you have no idea where it came from?
Zero.
All right.
I mean, maybe, I don't know what she's been watching, but... That's what she landed on.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't come up with Bluey or Bingo.
I know. She loves Bluey, too. That's true.
We certainly appreciate the update on family. And Casey, great to hear from you about David's House. We'll have more with Ryan Stevenson coming up in just a moment. First, here's Amadeo. Still My God, you're with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show on 91.3 WCSG.
Just right now, finding it, and it's still impacting on that kind of level that somebody would call in and talk about it is... just not a lot of words. It's humbling.
Maybe take that a step further. And how has the meaning of that song changed for you?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I would say just a continuous reminder where, you know, when you start off maybe writing a song or doing something, you think you're writing it for other people and you're writing to encourage somebody else. But at some point, it's like, that song has landed in my life multiple times in the last 10 years where I needed to be reminded of those words and knowing that, being reassured all the time that, man, I can trust the Lord with the details because he's always good. He's always motivated by love, regardless of what the situation looks like or feels like. I can just trust him.
It's one of the things we hear very often here at WCSG is that you guys just played the right song at the right time. Mm. And maybe you can speak to someone who on this Monday morning is going through something exceptionally difficult. You recently went through the loss of your mom, and that was very hard, and you've been very open about that. Do you have any great words where you can speak to the character of God, even though circumstances might be difficult?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're all just people. We all have a heart. We all experience life and experience real things. And I would just say to, you know, somebody who may be listening, who's just feeling heavy today, feeling hopeless today, just feeling that oppression, and maybe you can't even put words to it. You can't really put your finger on it. You just feel it and you sense it. Take such comfort and encouragement that even in the things that we're not even going to talk about or share, we don't even know how to articulate into existence, the Lord knows. He feels, he sees, he experiences with us. He's not distant. He's not isolated. He's not some far off entity that is distant from our problems and is, you know, waiting for us to get it together. But he is a dad. He is Abba. He is nearer than we could even imagine. He's in us and through us and knows and feels exactly what we're going through, and with the heart of an Abba, with a dad, holds us and walks with us right through all those things. So just be encouraged today and find comfort in that you're just clearly not alone.
Real good. Thank you, Ryan. We'll have more with Ryan Stevenson coming up right now. This for Mark. It is Eye of the Storm. Thanks for starting your day with your family-friendly morning show. Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG. 91.3 WCSG, family-friendly and commercial-free. Ryan Stevenson, all yours. You are with Jeremy and Amanda.
927, 28 now in Grand Rapids. We do have that snow hanging out throughout the day today. We'll see a high of 36. Ryan Stevenson in studio with us this morning. Ryan, thank you for spending some time with us today.
I'm so glad to be here.
You know, it makes you feel a little bit old when you can interact with artists and be like, you know what, we talked to each other 10 years ago. Like, how does that time go by so quickly?
Just like that. I know. It's flying by, and yet it feels like it's been very fast, and yet feels like it's been 10 years.
Right. So.
Well, really great to have you in town. You're in town for an event at David's House Ministries.
Yeah.
Thinking about what's going on with this week, here at WCSG, we're about to head into our Days of Giving. It's an opportunity for us to invite people to support the station, but also just reflect on the power of Christian radio in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I know you've got a music ministry, so it impacts that aspect, but maybe talk about it from just a personal standpoint of the importance of Christian radio in your life.
Sure. I mean, there's been multiple times over the years where a song and a message that I didn't really expect, and I didn't even know maybe who that artist was or that band was, and I was going through something in my own personal life, and out of nowhere, this song just comes through the speakers. I didn't put it in, I didn't plan it, I didn't any of that, and I feel like those words just landed right in the middle of my story and in my struggle and in my pain, and brought a lot of comfort and just peace in those moments of darkness and uncertainty. And I think that's, the Lord uses, you know, many things, but particularly music and radio and organizations like this, you know, stations like this and communities like this, where you guys, like, we have an opportunity to partner together and to really speak into the lives and hopefully bless and heal and minister to people right in their own space. Because they might not go to a church. They might not go to any kind of public meeting, or, you know, it might, what they're going through might be a real private thing. And to be able to just get right into their space, because music does that. It sneaks past all of our boundaries and barriers and our guards, and it goes right to our heart without really asking for permission. And I love how radio helps do that.
So that's where it comes from. Finally, after all these years of doing radio, I realize the reason that sometimes you get choked up and you cry over a song and you don't know why, like, why are the tears coming down my face? It's because it snuck in without permission. You weren't ready for it.
Yeah, it totally does.
Well, appreciate you sharing that. We're going to have more with Ryan Stevenson coming up right now with Lifted Hands. You're with Jeremy and Amanda on 91.3 WCSG. Yeah, Amy, what can we do for you?
I've been listening to your conversation with Ryan Stevenson, and I have been touched by it, and also wanted to just give him my thanks. My daughter worked with him on a tour when she was in her young 20s, and, you know, touring is not the easiest job, although it might look that way on the outside. And there were a couple times on the tour when she was with him and a bunch of other musical artists that she went through some struggles and tough times. And I just wanted to thank him, because out of all of the other artists, he was one that came and sat down beside her and just put his arm around her and could sense that something was wrong and something was up, and just really talked with her and spent the time with her. So as a mom, you know, sending your child off kind of into the world for maybe their first job, just to know that others were there to come alongside them and speak into them. And out of all the artists that she worked with, I've been truly touched by hearing the time and the effort that he took to just spend time with her as a person. Just wanted to share that.
Thank you, ma'am, for sharing that, and blesses my heart so much to know that that made an impact on your daughter. And I wish I could tell, I wish I knew who that was or when it was, but regardless, thank you for sharing that.
Amazing. I thought if ever I had the opportunity to tell you in person, as a mom, I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you for sharing that, ma'am.
91.3 WCSG, family friendly and commercial free. It's Jeremy and Amanda, your family friendly morning show. That was Ryan Stevenson and the Gospel.
28 now in Grand Rapids. We'll see a high today of 36. It is 9:44. So thankful to have Ryan Stevenson in studio with us and thinking about the song of the Gospel. Coming up Easter in less than 2 weeks now. It is still the driving force of what motivates you to get up, to write the songs, to sing the songs, to go on tour. And I'm really thankful that we're now a decade plus of you wanting to share that message. It's still important, isn't it?
Oh, it is paramount. It is the message. It is the gospel is it. It's everything. That is such a journey and a real continuing and beautiful revelation. I feel like the Lord has had me on in personally, spiritually over the last few years is just, you know, even as a kid being raised in the church in my 40s now, really rediscovering a true depth and having these revelations about the Father's heart of God and my identity in Christ and the Abba's heart, the dad's heart, and what the gospel actually looks like, what the gospel actually means, not some impoverished version of it that we have lived with, checking boxes and jumping through hoops and trying to appease, but the real gospel creates a real illumination. And that's, that is something that's just been really encouraging me and changing my family and the way I approach ministry, the way I approach songwriting. It's everything.
You talk about that rediscovery in your mid-40s. Jeremy and I both in our 40s as well. And I think there is something very powerful about that realization. And maybe for some of us growing up in the church, we thought we had the check boxes and the rules and the if you're messed up, well, you should probably stay away. But just having that realization that Jesus loves you as you are, you're broken, you're messed up, you're bruised, and you're going to be that way. And he doesn't say walk away. He says come close. Mm-hmm. And that is really powerful to learn even in your 40s, right?
Absolutely. Maybe even more so, because as you get older, you have the propensity to withdraw and isolate when you feel like you've messed up or you're hurting or you don't want to show that, because it's more embarrassing when you're older, honestly. Let's just face it. And I feel like in my mid-40s, I'm becoming a kid again. Like, it's taken me this long to begin to rediscover my childlike awe and wonder and just beginning to really love the mysteries of the kingdom. And like, I don't need to know all the answers. And I love that we are God's kids. Like we are, as Romans 8 says, he whispers into your ear, you are God's beloved child. Mm-hmm. And nothing can change that. Kind of like that song we just heard. And it's just, it's beautiful. The kingdom is so beautiful and powerful.
Absolutely. Well, as we wrap up our time with you, maybe just kind of give us a brief outlook of what's coming up with you. I hear new music. I hear touring, maybe that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir. You know, we have a really busy year planned out, which I'm so grateful for. On this Friday, which is the 21st or 22nd, one of those 2 days. I don't know which day it is. I have a brand new song coming out this Friday called Just As You Are. And this is the song that I've wanted to put out for 12 years. Honestly, from the sound to the sonics, to the beat, to the groove, to the message, everything about it is just my heartbeat and my DNA, and it's deep. So I'm excited for people to hear that. We have a lot of continuing, you know, festivals and opportunities throughout the summer. And then we probably doing like a big 30 city fall run kind of nationwide this fall. So we're pretty locked and loaded for the year, but just, man, thankful, grateful, optimistic, and living in the moment, living in the grace that we've been given today. We're not future tripping. You know, if you want to lose peace, go backwards or forwards. That's what I would say to everybody today. Live inside the grace you've been given for today, because today the grace is sufficient. The Lord's got you. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
I think that is a perfect note to end on.
Absolutely.
Ryan Stevenson, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And we do look forward to hearing that new song very, very soon.
You guys.
And hopefully we'll see you on the road again sometime.
I'm so grateful for you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here's Ryan Stevenson with Able. You're with Jeremy and Amanda, your family-friendly morning show on 91.3 WCSG.